retired Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane. Hold on a second. I got another call on the line here. Everything's fine. Oh, I thought my wife was in trouble. Everything's good. Retired Marine Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Double Dog. It's so good to speak to you again. You know, it's been a while. I think the last time I saw you was at the Christmas party for Newsmax.
Yeah, you were terrific. The Trump 2020 campaign co-chair, Veterans for Trump, ambassador, America First Policy Institute. Right now, I do want to, and you're a great political analyst as well, what do you make of this Kathy Barnett and her this bizarre non-record of a military record?
So I honestly really didn't plan on getting engaged in the race. I really was like, look, this is a firestorm going on in Pennsylvania, and I think it's very important for people to be aware of it. I have really, really admired your analysis of many of these issues. So here's where I come into this picture. She made a flagrant attack against a friend of mine who I actually worked hard for to get to run for Congress and ran on the Senate race, Sean Parnell. Mm. She lambasted him and accused him of beating his wife on the radio. Now, this was a left talking point when he had a custody hearing that became quite contentious, and he had to withdraw from the race for the good of his children. And she ran with this left-wing talking point. It was an unsubstantiated allegation, and I, at that point, lost all respect for her. I thought, this is unnecessary. Sean Parnell is simply asking you about a record of your service. This is simple. This is elementary. This is something that's not a difficult question. It shouldn't put you in defensive posture. It shouldn't even put you in offensive posture. You answer the question and you move on. You don't do a flagrant attack, let alone with somebody who is very popular with some of the very people that are supporting your race. So I stepped in, and now I'm just completely disgusted because her campaign has failed to really address this issue. She has come out yesterday and said that she has a DD-214 to justify the 3 years of service that are not present on, what is it, NGB-22E, the National Guard paperwork, that only shows 7 years and some change of service, four of those being active National Guard, and I think three were reserve. It doesn't add up to the 10 years, unless she's trying to justify the inactive reserve, which she had a form to also that showed that she was released from the inactive reserve in 2000. That doesn't add up. I'm retired from the United States Marine Corps. I claim 20 years of active duty service. I don't claim my inactive reserve service because that was a meaningless time. We weren't held accountable to weight standards, physical fitness, nothing. So I'm just disgusted that she's made this very difficult on herself. Let's put it this way. If she is authentic, then why not just get this behind her, come out with the paperwork, stop the meaningless attacks, don't do something so stupid, because that's what it is. And the longer you postpone it, you now are going to present yourself under great scrutiny, and you're pissing people like me off.
Okay, wow, yes. And you know, the Sean Parnell thing, my goodness gracious, you're right. She made a horrible, horrible comment. Now, Sean Parnell is a war hero. He was so grievously wounded in Afghanistan. I believe he was a captain in the Army at the time. He went on to become a very successful author. He writes fantastic novels. He ran a very competitive race. He almost beat Conor Lamb. A lot of us think he actually won that race, but there were all kinds of shenanigans. Whereas, what's her name? Barnett lost by 20. I mean, lost by 20 points when it was something of a red wave at a certain level. And, yes, Parnell cannot be a senator now. I mean, he can't run. He withdrew. I really like the guy. I think he's got a big future, but this is not his year in that regard. He did not deserve that. And you're right. He was being very cordial. And these are necessary questions. And what a little smart mouth on her.
That was to me disgusting. And that is not the type of answer I expect under fire by anybody who's trying to run for Senate. We haven't seen Oz behave that way, and we haven't even I dare to say McCormick behave that way. You know, the attacks that they're making against each other have pretty much been relatively legitimate, so to speak, questioning each other's records and their histories and past. But you making an allegation of abusing your wife, that is just like the same. Now it leads me down the path of, you now are somebody who exploits an opportunity. Now I saw your dialogue last night that was very on point about her campaign signs. You and I wouldn't have thought twice about it that her photo was on the campaign signs. In fact, it was very smart for the very reasons that she said the quiet part out loud. You are representing the first, maybe first to our knowledge, Republican black female to run for Senate in the state of Pennsylvania, and that is something to be proud of. But now to manipulate your audience, to guilt trip people into carrying that flag, what are you, racist? Now she's playing by the left wing playbook. Now I'm angry because I had communicated with Kathy prior to this whole thing. I supported her in a very lackluster way, just like, hey, I'm glad to see you running. I was not a fan of McCormick, and my reasons are not that McCormick doesn't have a lofty resume of service to the country, et cetera, et cetera. I'm very concerned about his wife, Dinah Powell, and she worked in the NRC. She was anti-Trump.
Oh,
she made life difficult. She was somebody that was, in my opinion, very shady. Her associations to Uma Abedin and others, to me, are questionable, and I find that whole era something that I'd love to see behind us. I don't know.
So hold on. I want to make sure everybody knows who you're talking about. This Dave McCormick guy, who, quite frankly, I'm no fan of. He's running for Senate. He's married, I think only for about 2 years now, to Dinah Powell, who has been around Republican politics for about 15 years. You know, she's like this semi-attractive girl who makes men feel good by flattering them all the time, and they think she's amazing because she wears nice clothes. And she's given a lot. They gave her a big job at Goldman Sachs, and now she's running around said to be threatening people, like, if you don't support my husband, we won't do business with you. It's going to be bad for you. Just kind of really over-the-top stuff. Nobody likes Dinah Powell.
But her ties are bad. She was under McMaster. She was supporting the McMaster agenda that did not benefit President Trump. McMaster was a sleazeball on many levels.
Hey, Jesse, hold on a second. I do have to say this, and you have influence with President Trump. I mean, he's got to get better at picking people in term two. I mean, one second. I mean, like, he relies on the swamp and he gets swamp picks and then he's surprised. He's got to find people who are loyal and who have expertise. And quite frankly, he should be doing that now. I know he didn't want to do it until after he was elected in 2016. He didn't want to jinx anything. That's over with. He's got to start thinking about these things now.
And I expect that that's what exactly what he's doing. That's why he's lining up all the cars now with all of these races. So here's where I'm on the same page with you about Oz, though. I'm kind of sick of everybody digging up a photo of him with Oprah Winfrey. Excuse me, all of us were watching Oprah Winfrey. I was a fan of Oprah Winfrey. Give me a break. When you're in the entertainment industry, you are in a swamp of lefties, and you go along to get along. You're not there to promote the Second Amendment. Yeah. You're very cautious about your abortion views, only for a multitude of reasons of the industry. The exact same reasons that President Trump said many of the things he said, and maybe they both believed him at the time. But when you start going into influencing policy, you are now going to be a national leader. You come to Jesus, so to speak, on your views on, okay, do I really want to have a stand that's pro-abortion?
Right.
And President Trump understood what that meant at the end of life. And having views from 20 years ago, even 15 years ago, even 10 years ago, aren't even the same to what we know today with ultrasounds and the concept
of life.
Well, yeah,
and people change their minds. And even President Trump, who became the most pro-life president in the history of America, at one point was pro-choice. Here he is, actually, in 1999, and this doesn't mean he's a flip-flopper. This means that, like a lot of us, we grow, we evolve, we learn, we contemplate, we change, and that's a good thing. Here he is, though, saying he's pro-choice to Tim Russert back in 1999. Cut 47, please.
Partial birth abortion, the eliminating of abortion in the third trimester, big issue in Washington. Would President Trump ban partial birth abortion?
Well, look, I'm very pro-choice.
Very pro-choice. And that from the man who became the most pro-life president in the history of the world. Roe v. Wade, of course, would not be on the verge of being overturned if it wasn't for him. Hey, Jesse Jane Tuff, do me a favor real quick. What was your job in the Marine Corps?
I was a tractor trailer operator. I hauled for the infantry and wing units. Nothing glamorous. I got dirty and I was probably kind of smelly on many of the days that I had to haul their gear out to the field, and the shock on their face when I would pull up half the time was quite humorous. But I drove commercial rigs, and then I became a motor transport operations chief. So I was really your typical field type Marine and base operations, nothing glamorous. And I'm just proud of that service because, to be honest with you, I didn't even have a driver's license when I joined the Marine Corps. So.
Wow.
So there it was. You know, I progressed into something for me that was a big deal, even though it wasn't fancy. Back to Dinah Powell, though. She is of Arab descent.
I could care less about that. I really, you know, it doesn't matter.
Her ties.
I don't know anything about her ties to Egypt today or anywhere else. I mean, there are a million things to not like about Dinah Powell. The last one is that she was born in Egypt. I don't care. We got half the guys here were born in other countries. That doesn't matter. And I'm not saying that's where you're going. I just want to make sure that, look, I can't stand her. You can look at my Twitter feed. I don't think most people in Pennsylvania know about her. Or do you think she's become a conspicuous lightning rod?
And that's where my concern is. I agree with you. It doesn't matter where anybody is born, and I probably should rephrase that. It's the ties that she has with some of these very lefty people, such as Uma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's operative. She also is close to Valerie Jarrett. She's close to a lot of these people that just are not appropriate for somebody who's claiming the title of Republican or America First. Yeah. That's where I'm going with
that. I think she wants
and
to go
I
to
be clear about that.
I understand. She wants to go to parties first. She wants to go to all the right parties. That's what she strikes me as. So, hey, Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff, political analyst, Trump 2020 campaign co-chair, Veterans for Trump, ambassador for the American First Policy Institute. Thank you very much. You can follow her on social media. And actually, I got it right in front of me, but I can't read it. Oh, it's is it Jesse Jane Duff? At Jesse Jane Duff, right?
Yeah, at Jesse Jane Duff. Pretty easy. Jesse with an I for girls. So I got an I in there.
Okay, we love it. Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you, Greg. You have a great day, Colonel. And Semper Fi and take the hill.
Semper Fi, indeed. You're the best. Thank you so much.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.